Blog Talk Radio.
Relentless Church, wherever you are, I need you to put your hands on it like this. Come on. Yep. Everybody climb like this, y'all. Like this, y'all. We want to see you. Yeah, no. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Just open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. Say, I want to see you. Just open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. Cause I want to see you.
That's our heart today.
I want to see you.
Wherever you are, let's raise it together. Come on, take it.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart.
I want to see.
Come on, if you want to see him in the midst of the noise, in the midst of the chaos.
I want to see.
Come on, just ask him today.
Oh, 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 say open the eyes.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord.
I want to see it like you see.
Open the eyes of my heart.
God, we just want you and only you. All over the world, let's sing it together. Say,
open the eyes.
We want your perspective, God. Give us your perspective.
Open the eyes of my heart.
Oh, I want to see.
For my family, I need to see. For my business, God, I need to see you. Come on. Say,
open the
Open the eyes of my heart, 'cause I wanna see you. Stay right there. I wanna see you. Come on in your homes, tell them. I wanna see you. The hope of glory. I wanna see you. Over Jireh. I wanna see you. Come on, talk to him. I wanna see you. You're what we want, oh God, and I wanna see you. Say, I wanna see you. Give us your eyes today, God. Give us your view today. Give us your perspective today. Help us to see through your lens today, oh God. Help us to see that everything is gonna be alright. And I wanna see you. I wanna
see you.
Oh God, say
I wanna see you.
Lift those hands right here. Say
I wanna
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are indeed listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, August the 27th, 2023. Now, I am Apostle Shalene Cook. I am the woman of God of this assembly, but as always, I am joined by my anointed Spirit Alive family in the persons of Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Minister Tina Brown, Bishop Lester Carver, Evangelist Michelle Scott, Deacon William Isabel, Pastor Vanessa Carver, and of course, we have our watchmen on the wall, Lee and Terry Larson. So on behalf of all of us, we want to wish you a very blessed Sunday and welcome you to this morning's service. We pray that you will hear something that will not only lift your spirits, but it will truly bless your very soul. We are now going to go to opening prayer with Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Amen. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, thanking you, giving you all the honor and praise and the glory for another worship service that we're able to come together as a spiritual family to learn your word, Heavenly Father, and to get closer to you, Heavenly Father. We lift up Apostle Zeta as she delivers the message today. May it touch our hearts and our soul and give us the spiritual food we need to get through the week. I ask this in your son's name, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Encourage me
from the
stand.
And glory to God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask my mother and the mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come forth, and she will read to us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So now, my brothers and sisters, please retrieve your Bibles and give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone, again, and God bless you, and I love each and every one of you, no matter how far away from me you are or how near you are to me. I love you. The meditational reading this morning is entitled, Fight from Victory, Not for Victory, and we hear this preached at our Sunday services, and it's just God's word again coming to us. And we'll be looking at Ephesians 6 and 11. It says, put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God does not need you to defeat the devil today. Jesus has already done it and given you the victory. You can read that in Colossians 2:15 and Romans 8:37. Your part is to enforce the victory by simply standing your ground, which is victory ground. In other words, you fight from victory ground by standing. You don't fight for victory. In Ephesians 6, verses 10 through 18, the passage on spiritual warfare, the word wrestle appears only once in verse 12, while the word stands appears four times. Stand against the wiles of the devil, withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand, stand therefore, verses 11 and verses 13 and 14. Four times the Holy Spirit tells us to stand. Yet many Christians are focusing on wrestling their way to victory. My friend, you are already on victory ground. You already have everything in Christ. 1 Corinthians 3:21 and 23. You are already blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Ephesians 1 and 3. The devil knows this, and that is why his tactics is to deceive you and make you think you don't have the victory. So when he attacks you by saying, look at that small sum in your bank account, how are you going to pay the bills? Stand your ground, declare. I am not trying to be rich. I am rich in Christ. I am rich. It doesn't matter how much you have in the bank. You are rich because you are in Christ. And as the need arises, the supply will be there. If you believe that you are already rich. It is the same with healing. The devil will try to attack you with symptoms in your body. He will try to put pain in your body and make you feel weak. Here and there so that you think that you are still sick. He is trying to make you believe that you don't have your healing. That is the time to be conscious of Jesus' finished work and declare, I am not trying to get healed. I am healed. I am standing on victory ground which Jesus has given me. Beloved, it makes a world of difference when you fight from victory and not for victory. May the Lord add blessings and favor to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous words. The thought for the day, you are already on victory ground. You are already blessed with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Amen. And amen.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see. For the Father up above is looking down in love. Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see.
For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear. Guard your heart. The human heart is easily swayed and often betrayed at the hand of emotion. We dare not leave the outcome to chance. We must choose in advance or live with the agony, such needless tragedy. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure. Don't give it away. Guard your heart. Guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. Guard your heart, guard your heart. Don't trade it for treasure, don't give it away. Guard your heart, guard your heart. As a payment for pleasure, it's a high price to pay. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear, guard your heart. For a soul that remains sincere, with a conscience clear,
hallelujah and glory to God.
Glory.
It is now prayer time here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience. And this is a time when we come together as a family to stand in the gap, hallelujah, for our brothers and sisters all over this world. This is a time when we go to the Lord and we make our requests known. But when we go expecting and believing and knowing that God hears our prayers and he will answer our prayers. So at this time, I ask that you bow your hearts and prepare to go to the throne of grace with the man of God, Bishop Lester Carver. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, I thank you for today, God. I praise you. I magnify you. I lift you up, God. You're greatly to be praised. There is no other like you in heaven or earth or under the earth, God. Father, I thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, that you sent to pay for all of our sins through his life, death, and resurrection from the dead. When you raised him from the dead, seated him at your right hand and gave him all power in heaven and earth and under the earth so that you could send the Holy Spirit and Comforter to dwell within each and every one of us, God. Father, I thank you for how you cause that Holy Spirit within us to lead, guide, direct us, comfort us, so that we can spend time in your word, hearing your heart for us, hearing your direction for us, hearing your plan for us, hearing your love for us. And God, give us a desire to reciprocate that love by obeying your plan and fulfilling your purpose and operating in your power and embracing the fullness of the abundance of life that exists within your word, God. Father, allow us to share that abundance with others so that we can reconcile the world back to you and fulfill your master plan of you dwelling with your people and your people dwelling with you, God. Father, allow us to share in your purpose. Allow us to share intentionally in your plan so that we can walk as the ministers of reconciliation that you've called us to be, knowing that each and every one of us has a mandate to win souls for the kingdom. I thank you today for us having a mindset to use the word that we received today for the purpose of sharing with someone else so that they can be delivered, so that they can be restored, so that they can be healed, so that they can be empowered, so that they can be encouraged. And God, allow us to comfort others as we are comforted by the Holy Spirit that you placed in us. Father, I thank you for you allowing us to get past our tradition, to get past our comfort zone, to get past our agenda so that we can fulfill your purpose of allowing your people to dwell with you and allowing you to dwell with your people as you see fit. Father, I thank you for this morning service being a blessing and a glory to you in the name of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
All right. So anyway, my drummer came to me and said, sing this scripture. And then the scripture was Proverbs 3. And I just looked at it, and then I started going, said, we will write them all. Yeah. Ooh, I see y'all be on Instagram, huh? Y'all be... So we really ought to write. Okay, let us sing the song, all right? Come on, let's go for it. Y'all gotta, we gotta find some energy. Come on. Write them all down.
He who abides in me will forever be fruitful indeed. I am the way, the truth and the light. No one gets to the Father except that he comes through me.
hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message, the bread of life. Hallelujah. And this morning, the word will be coming from our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers, who is the founding pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California. She is a major contributor to the programs here on Spirit Alive. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, prepare to receive a rhema word from our very own Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Apostle Zeta.
Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you, everyone.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. I have a message for you today, and that message is guard your heart. Praise God. The Lord is guarding my heart. Amen. Praise God. Anyway, I'm going to have a word of prayer, and then we're going to go right into the message. Father God, I come to you this morning humbly before you, knowing nothing without you. I'm asking, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way. In the name of Jesus, that your word will go out, that your word will bless. In Jesus' name, that if there is anything in me that is unpleasing to you, then I pray, Lord, that you will forgive me, that it will surface, and that it will be done away with, whatever it might be, in Jesus' name. And I pray that as we go forth today, Lord, hallelujah, our hearts will be guarded. Our hearts will be guarded by you, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I'm going to start out with some scripture. Praise God. Talking about the heart today. The heart is very important in our hearts. Hallelujah. Are in the right place. And that's all of us. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we know in the Bible, David was one that, praise God, was a man of God's own heart. Praise God. I'm doing everything that I can to be a woman after God's own heart. Hallelujah. Because I want to please him with all my heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. We know that Jesus is a heart changer. Amen. A heart fixer. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And, so we want to learn how to give our whole heart unto God. Praise God. Because as we do, it will help us. It will bless us. Praise God. By turning over our whole heart to God. Hallelujah. Leaving out nothing. Praise God. Whatever you might be going through today or what's going on in your heart today, God is a heart fixer. He will fix it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's even working now. Praise God. You may not see it yet, but God is working. Hallelujah. On your heart today. Praise God. He's a heart surgeon. Hallelujah. If we have a problem in our heart, he can certainly fix it. So it behooves us to give our whole heart unto God. Hallelujah. Let him fix it. Let him change it. Let him do whatever is needed. Praise God. And we know that by forgiving, we have been having a forgiveness heart. Praise God. We can call on the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Every breath that we take is a blessing from God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He is a heart surgeon, as I said. I emphasize on the fact that he is a heart regulator. Praise God, because he regulated my heart. Amen. Praise God. All right, we're going to go into some scripture right now. I'm going to read Proverbs, the fourth chapter, the 23rd verse, which lets us know that above all else, we should guard our hearts. The Bible says, for it is the wellspring of life. Hallelujah. And the King James Version says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Another scripture is Proverbs 14, verse 30. A heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Proverbs 15 and 13 says, a happy heart, or some of the Bibles will say, a merry heart, makes a cheerful countenance, but by sorrow of the heart, the spirit is broken. That's Proverbs 15, verse 13. Proverbs 15, verse 14 says, the heart of him that has understanding seeketh knowledge, but the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. Praise God. And I have seen it, and I'm sure others have seen it, where a person is just talking just to be talking, and but saying nothing. Here the Bible is letting us know that the mouth of fools feedeth on foolishness. You know, nothing else comes out, because there's nothing else on the heart but foolishness. Proverbs 16, rather, verse 23 says, the heart of the wise are as an honeycomb, sweet to the soul and health to the bones. Proverbs 16, verse 25, says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end there are the ways of death. Amen. And we have to be careful about what is on our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And not to lean toward our own understanding, because that is what causes us to think that we are right. Hallelujah. If we don't have God's righteousness, then we're not right. Praise God. Hey, I found out that there are 752 passages in the Bible regarding the heart alone. Psalms chapter 31, verse 24 says, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen the heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Let's see. The heart is the center of our being. It's where our thoughts and our emotions originate, actually. God is concerned with our hearts. A clean heart is essential to having a right relationship with our God. Thank you, Jesus. God cleanses our hearts when we repent and turn to him. He washes away our sins, and he gives us a new heart, one that is full of his love, and gives us a desire also to please him. So we need a pure heart, a clean heart. Our hearts need to be transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. This brings about the kind of love that overflows into every area of our lives. So it is so essential, praise God, hallelujah, that our hearts are right with God. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 3 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. Matthew 5 and 8, one of the Beatitudes, tells us that blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We must believe in Jesus. We must believe in Jesus. with our hearts and walk in his way. And only then can we enter the eternal life that he has prepared for all of us by laying down his life for us all. We must open up our hearts to God in order to be blessed. Romans 12:2 lets us know that we should not be conformed to this world, but we should be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is good and acceptable and the perfect will of God. And that's what it's all about, is being in the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But as we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, we must know that our minds are connected also to the heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we want to be transformed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And not conformed to the world ways. Without, we continue to be conformed to the world's ways.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. All right. It's all right.
Thank you, Jesus. 7, Luke 10, verse 27 lets us know that we need to establish a relationship with God. So we must open up our hearts so that we can know the true God and gain his divine blessing. Praise God, which he has already promised Amen. Us. And our lives will be established and we will have a beautiful relationship with him. So we need to seek him wholeheartedly, believe in Jesus with our hearts, our whole hearts, and walk in his way. That is the only way that we can enter into the eternal life that he has prepared for us. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. David said in Psalm, this is Psalm 51, verse 10, created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Praise God. And isn't that what we want? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. We have a right spirit within us. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then Psalms chapter 24, verses 3 and 4 says, who shall ascend the hill of the Lord, and who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who does not lift up his soul to what is false, and does not swear deceitfully. So we have to be careful about what we speak out of our mouths, praise God, not cursing. Okay, praise God. You must be careful. Praise God. I'm going to. I want to go to Ezekiel. But here's another scripture, and this scripture, I just talked about it, but I want to actually read Luke chapter 10 and verse 27. And the Bible tells us, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength, with all thy mind, and thy neighbor as thyself. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're to love God with all of our heart. Praise God. With all of our soul, our strength. Amen.
Amen.
And with
Amen.
All of that, we will also be able to love our neighbor. And there, should we want to love our neighbor?
Yes.
Yes. Because
yes.
God said so. So we must love our neighbor. Amen. Hallelujah. And we love ourselves. Now, you know, it's not hard. Well, some people find it hard to love themselves, but God fixes that. Amen. Because the more we take on of his love, the better we can love ourselves. Then after we have learned to love ourselves, then we can love others. Hallelujah. We can extend that love that God has given us so that others can also feel his love through us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Now we're going to go to Ezekiel, the 11th chapter, and I'm going to read the 19th verse here. It says, and I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you, and I will take the stony heart out of their flesh, and will give them a heart of flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. A tender heart. Hallelujah. Not a hard heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Some of our hearts were hard. Some of our hearts were stony. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before God was able to touch our hearts. Praise God. Before we gave our heart over to God. Before we opened up our hearts and received him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then he gave us a heart of flesh, praise God, a tender heart, a true heart, hallelujah, a pure heart, praise God. Now let's go to Ezekiel, the 36th chapter, and I'm going to read the 25th verse through the 27th verses, Ezekiel chapter 36. Okay, we're here. And starting with the 25th verse, it says, then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from your filthiness. From all your idols will I cleanse you. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. And the 27th verse, he says, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgments and do them. Hallelujah. And you shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers, and you shall be my people, and I will be your God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
This is what we have in him, and knowing him, praise God, and giving our hearts over to him. Hallelujah. Making sure that we are in that right place with God. Hallelujah. Where we need to be, where we can know him and have a relationship with him. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's so important to know God, to have that relationship with him. And then, you know, somebody might have a question as to how do I guard my heart? Praise God. Well, we can guard our hearts by staying in the Word of God, by staying having an attitude of prayer, continually praying, hallelujah, being around positiveness rather than negative things, hallelujah, connecting with other believers in the body of Christ, praise God, hallelujah, and finding that time, that taking out that time to just be in the presence of God is so important, hallelujah. Being in services, being in Bible studies, learning more and more about God. That's how we can guard our hearts. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we want to make sure that we have the love of God in our hearts, because we don't want to hurt God. We don't want to grieve the Spirit. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he told us in his word, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. That's St. John chapter 14 and verse 15. Hallelujah. If we have the love of God in our hearts, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We will love God. We will keep his commandments. We will love our neighbors. Hallelujah. We will love one another. Praise God. We will love ourselves. We will love our enemies. Hallelujah. We will love everyone because God said so. And if we have him in our heart, that's what we're going to do. Hallelujah. We're going to please God. We're going to have a desire to do what he wants us to do. So we're gonna trust him by faith. Hallelujah. That we can believe upon him. Hallelujah. That we can carry out the things that God would have us to do. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. He is worthy of our praises. He is good to us. God is good. Hallelujah. Mm. There's a beautiful song that I love that it's Change My Heart. Change my heart, oh God. Hallelujah. Make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God. I want to be like you. Hallelujah. Then it goes on to say, change my life, oh God. Make it ever true. Change my life, oh God. I want to be like you. Praise God. And so, you know, we could ask God to change our hearts. You know, when we come before God in prayer, oftentimes the Lord will let us see where we are in our hearts. Amen. I know he's done it for me because sometimes we're hurt. Our hearts are hurt. Praise God. Somebody does things that makes you not have even a clean heart sometimes. Makes you angry. But God is a heart changer. And just like David came to God and said, ask God to renew a right spirit in him. Hallelujah. So he wanted a heart change. And do we want a heart change? We have to have a forgiving heart. Call upon the Lord. Praise God. And ask God to forgive us of our sins. And he will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then we want to surrender our hearts to God. We want to surrender all to God. We want to surrender ourselves. If our heart is in the right place, then we can do that. So we want to pray that I, like David, prayed. Renew a right spirit within me. Hallelujah. Try my heart. Test my heart. Show me where I need to change. And he will establish that for us. But we must be open about it, wanting God to change our hearts. And he will. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. He's our true God. We can trust him. Hallelujah. We can know that with him, everything is all right. Everything can be all right in our hearts, even when it isn't. As I was saying before, sometimes people hurt us and we begin to hold a grudge, and it doesn't just go away. It continues to fester. It continues to grow, you know. Even it becomes even deceitful, praise God. But God, if we allow God to come into our hearts to make that change in us, it will make a difference, not only in our own personal lives, but within our families, our friends, those that we work with, those that we minister to, hallelujah, those that we pray with. If our heart is fixed, if our heart is in the right place. So it is essential, praise God, that our hearts be changed. When we need a change in our hearts, because it can be changed. Praise God. Hallelujah. I mentioned before that I came before the Lord and I asked the Lord to show me if there was anything in me that was just pleasing to him. And I do it often. But this was, what I'm talking about was some time ago, because I was holding on to something because someone hurt me, and I was trying to justify the way I felt about it. And we can't justify anything that's not right. Amen? So if there's anything that's not right about us, we want to make sure that we take care of it right away with God. Amen. And also with others if we need to, that we need to ask for forgiveness. We should do that. And God will fix it. And then the weight is off of you. The burden is off of you. And we also should pray for that person that hurt us, that there will be a heart change in their lives, that they will come to God, hallelujah, seeking for our pure heart, that they also can be changed, can be transformed by the renewing of their minds, which also affects our heart. Praise God. So we want to please God in every way that we can. We want to be obedient to God. That will help us also to keep our hearts in the right place by being obedient, by seeking God, by going to him about everything, asking him to help us when we need his help. Praise God. So, as I mentioned before, prayer helps us, getting into the Word, you know, and all of that will help us. So the Philippians 4:7 says, "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Amen. So, we can guard our hearts. We just need to know how. We need to know what will help us to keep our hearts guarded. You know, we guard over a lot of things, a lot of things in life. We guard over our children when they're growing up. We watch out for them. We look out for them. And even when they're adults, you know, we're still looking out for them, praying for them, asking God to protect them, to watch over them, to keep them out of harm's way, and all of these things. And oftentimes we forget about guarding our heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that place, our heart, has a lot to do with everything about us, about our whole life. Okay? Because we already know from what the scripture says what flows out of the heart. Praise God. And so we need to take that in consideration, making sure that our hearts are pure. Thank you, Jesus. And praise God. God's kingdom. Hallelujah. We want to see God's kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. Praise God. And so we want our hearts open to God. If our hearts are open, we can see heaven open. Praise God. We can accept. We can take on what God has already given us. Because with our hearts and minds stayed on him, then we can accept what he has given us. We can accept what he says we can have because our hearts are open to him, because our hearts are pure, praise God, because we have allowed him to put a right spirit within us. And because of that, hallelujah, we can accept what he has for us. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. If we can accept the fact that he has taken away our stony heart, hallelujah, out of our flesh, and has given us given us a heart of flesh, praise God, and he's put his spirit within us, praise God, and we're walking with God, we're walking in the spirit, then we can better open ourselves up to receive what all the other good things that he wants for us to have. Because our hearts are healthy. Our hearts are changed. We're not thinking like we used to think. Praise God. We're not leaning toward our own understanding then. Praise God. But we're learning now to step into God's plan and allow God to give us direction. Hallelujah. Allowing him to watch over our hearts. Allowing him and listening to him when he tells us that there is something wrong, that we need to get back on the right path, the right thoughts. Take all those thoughts away that you used to have and focus on his thoughts, because his thoughts are far different than our thoughts. His ways are not our ways. And so we want to connect with God with all of our heart, all of our heart, mind, and soul. Hallelujah. We want to operate with God with our whole hearts. Hallelujah. Being open unto him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Prayerful. Being prayerful. Being forgiving. Hallelujah. Watching what comes out of our mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You've been doing some teaching on the fruit of the Spirit, and so we talked about the corruptible fruits. But God doesn't want us walking in those same ways, cursing, saying all kinds of things that God, but he wants us to be lined up with his plan, following in his directions, allowing him to guide our footsteps. The Bible tells us that the footsteps of a righteous man are guided by the Lord. And that applies to all of us, born again believers. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And as he sanctifies our hearts, praise God, our hearts become more and more pure. Praise God. We want to please God with our whole heart. We begin to examine our hearts, you know, even on our own. We want to make sure that our hearts are established in the right place at all times. Our thinking, how we entreat others, our character, how we carry ourselves. Not with just our own family, but others as well. Hallelujah. Other believers working together. Hallelujah. To carry out God's ultimate plan for each of us. So that makes it even more essential that we guard our hearts. Hallelujah. That we keep our hearts in the right place.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to just have a word of prayer, and then I'm going to turn this part of the service over to Apostle Shirlene Cook. But I thank you, Apostle Shirlene,
for
how you worked it out this morning.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We were in a battle this morning, but we won again.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you for the blessings of this day. We thank you, Lord, for those that are in the sanctuary. We thank you for those that are listening in. We thank you, Lord, for just touching our hearts.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for coming into our hearts.
Yes, Jesus.
For those that have accepted you. And even for those that haven't, they can accept you.
Yes.
By opening their hearts to you today and accepting you, Lord, to come into their hearts. But make that change, hallelujah, for them. To be a heart fixer, to be a heart changer for them, to be a heart surgeon for, or whatever it takes, Lord.
Yes.
To change that heart.
Yes.
Hallelujah. To make it a heart of flesh.
Yes.
Not a stone. Mm-hmm. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Help us all mm-hmm. to examine ourselves.
Yes.
Yes. In the name of Jesus, that we're in that right place with you, Lord. Right
yes, Lord.
With you at all
yes.
times. Hallelujah. So that one day we can be in that eternal place with you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we can see an open heaven today.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And we thank you for it, and we praise you. We thank you for all that you have prepared for us. We thank you for all that you have given us. And we thank you also for that you're yet going to give us.
Yes, Lord.
And we thank you. We praise you. We lift you up on high. Hallelujah. Because there is none like you.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord,
in Jesus' holy and righteous name.
Amen. Amen.
Cook.
Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. You have heard a message, salvation and repentance this morning. If there was ever a message taught about salvation and repentance, you heard it this morning. Now, some of you might be sitting within the sound of our voices, and you don't know Jesus in the pardon of your sin. Well, in a few moments, I'm going to have Evangelist Michelle Scott come, and she's going to extend to you an invitation. Not an invitation to a church, not an invitation to an organization, but she is going to extend an invitation for you to give your life to Christ, for you to enter into a love relationship with the Lord Christ himself. But before we do that, I am going to ask that our intercessor and prophet come in right now. I would like to hear from Pastor Vanessa Carver as she seals this message and she helps prepare the hearts of those who will receive Christ on today. Pastor Vanessa.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Zeta, for that message about the heart. As always, it is timely. As always, it is right on point. And I thank you for delivering that. in your form and fashion. I thank you, Lord, today for how she laid the foundation with just speaking the word and letting the word do the work.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord, today for just restoring and replenishing and energizing her, Lord, today as she poured out. I bless your name, Lord, and thank you, Lord, that we receive this message with meekness.
Yes.
But one of the things, Lord, I thank you that I hear you saying, and just to emphasize, is about the love of your word and studying your word, because
yes.
it is active and alive, and it judges our intents
yes.
and our motives and the thoughts of the heart. And I thank you,
yes,
Father God,
yes,
today,
yes.
right now, that those who are listening, that we self-examine, but also, Lord, to know that we can come boldly before you and ask for the things that we need. And sometimes when it comes
yes.
to this area in our hearts, we are unaware. We are, Lord, overwhelmed sometimes when you do release these things to us and this understanding. But I thank you, Lord, today, as a woman of God stated, that we don't have to be overwhelmed and we don't have to be,
yes.
you know, feeling guilty. We can come to you and know that things are going to be all right. Thank you, Lord, today, because I believe this message is about growth. This is about growth.
Yes.
And many things start in the heart, our motives, our thought processes, and things of that nature. And so I thank you, Lord, for every person listening, even those who don't know you right now and the partner they're seeing, where they are, that this is about preparing the way to learn more. This is about
yes.
preparing the way, Lord, to grow, to be more mature, to be more effective in ministry, to be more sensitive
yes.
to your presence, to be more sensitive to the presence that we carry based upon what we're doing for you, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord, today for the level of purity. And sometimes it is
yes.
going to be intense, beloved. It's going to be hard sometimes
yes.
to break up these things in our hearts. But I thank you, Lord, today
yes.
for the one-mindedness today that the woman of God gave.
Yes.
I feel the message because I believe, as always, it will be fruitful for those who
yes.
have an ear to hear.
Yes.
And that is an imparted, Lord, with a place of peace. And that I come against the spirit
yes.
that conflicts and confuses people right now.
Come on.
They get overwhelmed. They get conflicted. They get confused. They don't know what they're hearing. They get distracted. So I come against the spirit that is confusing. I come against the
that
spirit of pride
Jesus.
As well that makes
yes.
somebody believe this
yes.
word is not for me. It's for somebody else. It's for all of us. It's for all of
yes.
us. And I thank
yes.
you, Lord, today for it. And I thank you for the peaceable fruit of righteousness that it shall produce. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. And glory to God. Now,
Amen.
My brothers, my sisters, friends, you have heard this morning that God is a heart fixer.
Yes.
He's a heart surgeon.
Yes.
You heard this morning that you can come to him with your brokenness, and
yes,
he
Lord.
Will make you whole.
Yes.
Now, if there's someone sitting within the sound of our voices this morning, let me explain something to you. This message, it should have opened the eyes to your heart. It should have allowed the Lord to speak to your heart. Hallelujah. So right now, you need to give him your heart, all of it. And I'm going to call forth Evangelist Michelle Scott, and she's going to lead you in that process. That will be followed by hearing a word from the man of God that is directed specifically toward our brethren, because here at Spirit Alive, we believe that our brothers should be in their rightful places. We believe that in God's order and God's plan for family, hallelujah, we believe that when the men of God stand and they teach and they pray, that all people of God will be blessed. But right now, we are going to hear from Evangelist Michelle Scott. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Cook. Lord
Amen.
God, we thank you for the message that our ears just heard. And now is a time that is very special. It's a time
yes.
that you can make the choice to make Jesus your living and true one God.
Yes.
So if you could just say these words with me. Lord God, I'm a sinner, and I come to you with a sincere heart. Lord, I come to ask you for forgiveness. Forgive
yes.
me of all of my sins, Father God.
Mm-hmm.
Those
yes,
that
Lord.
I know of, And those that I have no knowledge of, I might have forgotten because I might have been in a drunken stupor and I don't remember. So for whatever reason, Lord, I come to you now just pouring out my heart and just asking you to forgive me, Lord God. I want to live my life for you, Father God. I know that you are the one and true living God and that you gave, you sacrificed your one and only son for all to have life, not just some, but for all to have a more abundant life, a life full of praise and worshiping you, Father God, for the rest of our lives, leaving unrighteousness that we were sunk in behind us. Lord, we thank you for forgiving us of our sins and welcome us into your spiritual home. Lord God, we thank you now for all of the new converts today. We thank you for their changed hearts and their changed minds and their will to want to serve you, Father God. I pray that they may be connected to a faith-based church, a church that would be just ran and conducted by a head servant leader that will teach your word, Father God, and not his or her own word, Father God. I ask that these new converts be surrounded by a group of faith-teaching people, loving people, people with kind hearts and wanting to instill all of their knowledge of your truth, Father God, and show the new converts your will and your way, Father God. I pray that each and every one of them will continue to grow in your word and tell others about you, Lord Jesus Christ, because the vineyards are full, but the laborers are few, Father God. So we just pray that these new converts, as they continue to learn, they will continue to start pouring into others as the ones that have poured into them. So, Father God, we just ask that you cover them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. But we want them to know that just because they gave their life to you today, Father God, everything is not going to get easy. Everything is not going to change right away. The work begins. And you will be the devil's going to come after you more now because you gave your life to Christ. And so just lean on Lord Jesus and keep your hand in his hand, and he will strengthen you. And you are always welcome to come here again and continue to worship with us, whether you find a new church or not. You're always welcome here. We all love you, and we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen and amen. Glory to God. At this time, we will now hear once again from the man of God. Bishop, come on in the room with your word for the day.
Praise the Lord, Apostle Cook. Today, we're going to be discussing seeking the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God. But specifically, we're going to be speaking about seeking the righteousness of God, because many people believe that what they're looking for is fortune and fame. They're looking for money and they're looking for the praises of people. But God has shown us that what we're really seeking is freedom and respect. And the only way to get freedom and respect is to make Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our master and Lord, so that we can be a child of God and be able to come directly before the throne of God to receive grace and mercy to help in time of need. Now, what happens is when we are following after the ways of the world, that we are in a place of doubt, worry, and fear, and we are producing unbelief in our life. But what we want to do is follow in the ways of God, so that as we follow in the ways of God, we seek the kingdom of God and we seek the righteousness of God. But many of us would say, well, what is the righteousness of God? Well, in Romans 1:17, it says, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith, as it says in 2 Corinthians 5:7. For we walk by faith and not by sight. And so when we understand that our job is to please God, serve God, trust God, and obey God, then we understand that walking in faith is a prerequisite to God blessing us. See, when you seek first the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God, then God says, all the things the world is chasing after and killing themselves for, I will just give to you. And so we have to learn how to receive the love of God. We have to learn to receive the provision of God. We have to receive and value the presence of God by seeking his kingdom first and his righteousness first. Not the dollar, not our paycheck, not the approval from our pastor, our mother, our father, our deacon, our bishop, or whoever. We have to seek the kingdom of God and the righteousness of God by walking in absolute faith, confidence, and trust in God. So I just want to encourage each and every one of you this week to challenge yourself to please God, serve God, trust God, and obey God. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. But he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Apostle Cook, that is the man, the word for the men today.
Amen and glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. My brothers and sisters, we have had a time today. Hallelujah. This has been a beautiful worship service. Hallelujah. And we pray that you continue to walk with us here on the Spirit Alive Network. Tomorrow, if you want to hear more about God's love and how he loves us, please be sure to tune in to God's Great Love for Us. And the hosts are with Bishop Lester and Pastor Vanessa Carver. They do a phenomenal job. They come from the Word of God, and you will be blessed. Then on Tuesday, you can join Bishop Lester once again for his Tuesday night teachings. And you can find all the listings, all the times on my Facebook page, on my Instagram page, and also on Twitter. So we just praise God for all of you that were here today. We pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We also pray that you acknowledge Christ in all, and we do mean all, that
Amen.
You do. And we just praise God today. Hallelujah. We have a word of praise. Hallelujah. From Brother Lee Larson. Brother Lee, come on in the room with your word of praise, my brother.
Amen.
Sherilyn, I just wanted to make a comment about today's broadcast. Now, I have been having some hearing problems, but today's broadcast was excellent. Every one of the folks that announced, made prayers, gave speeches was it, and you yourself included in this, was heard clearly by me. So if I
praise God,
thank you, Jesus.
If I heard you clearly, there must have been thousands of people that heard clearly today as well, because it was excellent, outstanding. So I just wanted you to know. Because I have,
thank you, Brother Lee.
Thank you, Jesus.
That in the past, and I wanted to let you know that today's broadcast was impeccable. And thank you.
Oh, God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank
Glory
you, Jesus.
God.
Hallelujah. See, the
God.
Devil didn't win. The
yeah.
devil did not get over nowhere today. Hallelujah. Yeah. We praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we also just pray in the name of Jesus that whenever you're blessed, feel welcome to hit me in my inbox. Once again, I just want to say I see my spiritual aunties in the house. I want to just say we love you. We're glad you're in the house. Of course, we're glad that our deacon is in the house with us this morning and all of you that were here. No matter where you were in the war, as Mother Mitchell says, we love you. No matter how far, hallelujah, we hug you with our prayers. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. So, hallelujah, if there be nothing yet, may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with you greatly. Just know that you are loved by God and you are loved by us. You are dismissed. Everyone that is in our sanctuary, your microphones are now being unmuted because it is now time for our vestibule of love. So everybody, we want to say have a blessed week. We love you. We hope to see you soon. God bless you, and you are dismissed. Have a beautiful and blessed rest of your day. Hallelujah.
Everybody
Spirit of my family, you're phenomenal. I love you, Auntie. I love you, Auntie.
I love you.
Love you guys. Wonderful message.
God bless you all. That was good right there. Amen. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Mother Apostle?
Yes.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.